Welcome to Vintage Sports Internet News. I'm your host, Jay Lamont, and we're going to get it cracking in just a second. But let us explain to you what we do. We're going to bring to you all the newest sports heroes of today, your sports heroes of yesterday, your newest teams, and what makes us very unique is we're going to discuss some of your local heroes, some of the men and women who have made history in the sports community in your neck of the woods. So come on back and join us. Vintage Sports Internet News. Leave a topic. Hit the bell at the top. Let us know what you want us to talk about. Come on back in. Welcome. Welcome to another edition of Vintage Sports Internet News. Again, I'm your man, Jay Lamont. Let's get it cracking. Hey man, we got a bunch of news coming up today. We had some fights that went on over the weekend. We got the NCAA, the final two. Yeah, it's coming up tomorrow. We got the ladies hoops that's going on. Yeah, the NCAA, the women, they had their turn. And my lady hoopsters, they didn't make it, man. South Carolina, they're out. Everybody knows I was going with South Carolina and Dawn Staley, they're out of it. But hey, we're not disappointed because LSU and Iowa, they'll be throwing down. Yes, they will, today at 3:30 p.m. So if you got it going on today at 3:30 p.m., check out LSU and Iowa. They'll be throwing down today. So don't miss it, man. Who you got is going to be going on on ABC at 3:30 p.m. And I don't know who's your favorite team in that game. But I kind of like LSU, even though Iowa, you know, hey, man, they ain't nothing to play with. Yeah. Iowa took out my team, and, you know, they got the great Caitlin Clark, who she averages like almost 30 a game. So, yeah, she ain't nothing to play with. So let's give a shout out to them. And also, we got some boxing coming up, man. How did you like the Roy Jones Jr. fight? Yeah. And Joshua, he also fought. So, man, we got a big day today, talking about the boxing. And let's start it off with the Joshua fight. Yeah, he fought what was his name? Franklin. Anthony Joshua. He fought my man Jermaine Franklin, and it was a unanimous decision. And everybody's talking about how come he didn't knock him out, and he should have knocked him out. Well, let me tell you something, man. Jermaine Franklin was a very, very potent opponent, and Franklin was trying to knock him out, man. Franklin was throwing some bombs in there. So all of you all talking about Anthony Joshua should have knocked him out and all of that. I don't know. I don't get that, man. I really don't get that. So, you all need to cut that out for real. These heavyweights are real heavyweights. They come to fight. I don't understand why, people think, that Anthony Joshua is just supposed to knock everybody out that they fight, you know. That, no, man, it's not like that. So, yeah, man, let's give a shout out to both of those fighters. They both did put on a really, really good show. I watched the fight, and, man, yeah. Yeah, that guy, Franklin, he wasn't nothing to play with, man. He was a smaller guy. He was thick, But he was a smaller guy than Joshua, and Joshua stands over most of his opponents. So, yeah, that was a good fight, man. And if you were watching the fight, you can see that it was blood all over Joshua's pants. And, yeah, it was a really, really good fight. So let's give a shout out to both of those fighters. I'm looking for Roy Jones Jr. And he, you know, Roy Jones, you got to give it to him, man. The man is 54 years old. You know, he's 54 years old. And he fought my man, Anthony Pettis. And I don't know, man. I tell you what. I watched that fight, and Roy Jones Jr., he didn't look 54 to me. Roy Jones Jr., man, they gave the fight, I'll tell you like this. They gave the fight to Anthony Pettis in a majority decision. But I thought it was a draw, because Anthony Pettis seems like he won the first few rounds. It was an 8-round fight, let me tell you that. It was an 8-round fight, and they gave Pettis a majority decision, but I thought that Roy Jones won the last 4 rounds, in my estimation. So I called it like a draw, you know. I thought it was a draw. So, yeah, man, hats off to Roy Jones Jr., man. He's 54 years old. And they came out in the first few rounds. Roy was only throwing that jab. He was filling him out, just throwing that jab. And Pettis, who's only an MMA fighter, he did a great job. But Roy Jones, man, he came out in the fifth, sixth, seventh round. He started putting the combinations on him, man. He fought a really good fight to be 54 years old fighting a 36-year-old man. So, yeah, shouts out to Roy Jones Jr., man, for a really good fight. So, yeah, man, we're going to talk about some NCAAs. We're going to get into some Major League Baseball, because the Major League Baseball season has just begun. And let's get into this NCAA, man, because I know everybody's bracket is like, bow, busted. And, yeah, so any of you all that pick Connecticut to be in the championship game, congratulations to you all. If you pick San Diego State University to be in the championship game, yeah, hats off to you. I give you a really great season, all of you all who picked these teams, because I had neither one of them in. But congratulations to Coach Hurley, because many people had counted him out. Yeah. Yeah, many people had counted him out. Not only counted him out, you had some UConn fans that didn't want to even see him coaching. Yeah, man, I mean, they wanted to see this guy fired. And I never saw that coming, man. I thought he had done an incredible job with this team. UConn, man, I mean, he's kept them in the tournament. So hats off to UConn, man, and I don't have a horse in the race, and I don't see me picking a team. May the best team win. May the best team win, because you know, I was rolling with Houston, and Houston, they've been gone. So then I was trying to roll with Kansas State, because I like my man Marcus Noel. I mean, he was putting on a show in the tournament, and yeah. And Florida Atlantic, they were like, underdogs. And San Diego State won with that last second shot. And yeah, man, so this is going to be an incredible championship, man. Two of the teams that nobody hardly ever picked, not too many people. But there are some brackets that still had these two in the championships. So the number 5 team and the number 4 team, San Diego State and Connecticut will square off tomorrow night at 9:20 p.m. on CBS. And I'm throwing the hat up, man. I'm just tossing it up. May the best team win. And congratulations to whoever wins. And both teams are incredible. Both teams are incredible. I like both squads. I really think that they have some really, really good players. You know, my man Bradley for San Diego State and Sanago for Connecticut. Yeah, man, I really think they both are really, really good players. Yeah, that's, you know, my man Matt Bradley. He's really good. You know, I just think that they both play really, really good basketball. San Diego State, man, they played a really good game. They came back from a 14-point deficit against Florida Atlantic. And Connecticut, they just have an all-around team game. So, yeah, man, may the best team win. And Major League Baseball is off to a great start. So how's your team faring in this early, early season? Hey, man, the Tampa Bay Rays, they are undefeated. They are 2-0 in the American League East. Yeah, the Tampa Bay Rays are 2-0, man, in the American League East. We have several undefeated teams in the American League. The Minnesota Twins, if that's your team, they're also 2-0. So, yeah, let's take your hats off to those teams. What we got going? Oh, okay. They're 2-0, the Minnesota Twins. And the Texas Rangers, they're also 2-0. So let's take your hats off to those teams, man. Texas in the West is 2-0, and Minnesota in the Central is 2-0. So, yeah, man, Cleveland is they're picking it up at 2-1 in the Central. And in the National League East, we have one team that is undefeated, and that's the Atlanta Braves. And Ozuna hit a bomb yesterday. He hit a bomb out the stadium yesterday while I was watching that game. And I was like, go Ozuna. Yeah, man. They're 2-0. They're in the National League East. And the Mets are pulling up right behind them at 2-1 in the National League East. So, yeah, man, they're getting it down in the baseball in Colorado. They're leading 2-1 in the West. So how's your team faring? How's your team faring, man? And, you know, we got home run leaders already, man. You got Trace Thompson for the Dodgers. Man, he's clocked 3 home runs already. Yeah, man. Come on, guys. Give it up for my man Trace Thompson. You know, he plays center field for the Dodgers. So if you're a Dodger fan, man, yeah, Trace Thompson has already hit 3 dingers. And CJ Cron, he's also hit 3 home runs for Colorado. So, yeah, man, let's give it up for those guys, man. And right behind them is Adam Duvall. He has 2 home runs for the Boston Red Sox. So, yeah, man, these guys are getting it on, man. I'm kind of digging this this baseball season already. So, you know, the averages are going to change. They're going to change real quick. You know, a lot of these guys who have these big high averages, they're going to change real quick. And let's get to some real quick NBA action, because the NBA will be it'll be ending real soon. We're getting down to the last few games of the NBA, and there'll be some games going on tonight. So matter of fact, today, this evening at 3:30 p.m., the Grizzlies and the Bulls will be getting it on. So if you are if you have NBC S, if you have NBCS or Bally Sports Southeast, the Grizzlies and the Bulls will be getting it on at 3:30 p.m. The Jazz and the Nets, they'll also be getting it on at 3:30 p.m. on the YES Network. And today, this evening, I'm just going to give you a few more. The Wizards and the Knicks, they'll be getting it on at 6 p.m. And the Pistons and the Magic, they'll be getting it on at 6 p.m. But the very first game of the evening will be the Raptors and the Hornets. They'll be getting it on at 1 p.m. on Bally Sports Southeast. So if those are any of your games, they'll be coming on in your neck of the woods. Hey, man, stay tuned. Today is going to be a big day in the NBA. The Lakers and the Rockets, they'll be getting it on at 7 p.m. They'll be on Spore TV. So, man, it's going to be a big day in sports TV today. The NBA, Major League Baseball, you got the NCAAs going on. Hey, man, stay tuned for Vintage Sports Internet News. We'll be bringing it to you live and in living color. We want to thank all of our fans, man, for tuning in. We'd like to thank the folks in Bulgaria for tuning in. All of you guys, man, we thank you. Keep listening, and we'll see you next time.